Marta Gubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, He is the bread of life. The Lord Jesus, the one who alone can satisfy the hunger of the human spirit, the one who alone can fill your life to overflowing, can deliver and set you free from the bondage of sin, can give you the power of the Holy Spirit to live in victory over the world system, the flesh, Satan, and his demons. I'm reminded of the miracle of Jesus Christ being born of the Virgin Mary. Over in the New Testament, remember the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed or hidden. And so the New Testament reveals wonderful truths about the Old Testament. And the Lord had told Mary that she would bring forth a child, that the Holy Spirit, verse 35 of Luke 1, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. For this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. With God nothing shall be impossible. Elizabeth and Zacharias had longed for a child for many, many years, and God had not given them a child. But in their old age, when it seemed it was impossible for them to have a child, God wrought a miracle, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Our God is the God of the impossible, beloved. And here in 1 Kings chapter 17 again, we see a terrible thing had occurred. In verse 17, it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the widow woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. He died. And she said to Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? Now what was her sin? We don't know. The Bible doesn't tell, but she well knew what it was. And she thought that this was something that she was reaping as a result of her sin. Whatever the sin was, God doesn't tell us. And verse 19, Elijah said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom, and carried him up into a loft, where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. Now she had been holding her son and clutching him to her bosom, and so Elijah said, let me take him. And he took the boy upstairs. In verse 20, he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord. And said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. The child had died. The soul of the child had departed. And this is what happens at death. The soul and spirit of an individual leaves, beloved. The individual, it's the body that dies. And so we see the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Oh yes, beloved. God is the God of miracles. He is able to do that which seems impossible, for with God nothing is too hard. He's able to work miracles over and over again. He's proved it. He's shown it. He's revealed it in His Word. Through the Old Testament, He wrought many miracles, and there's so many more. So many, oh, I wish we had time to just go into all the different miracles that God wrought in the Word of God in Old Testament times. And beloved, He's still the same today. Our God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His Word tells us, and it is true. Well, we see in verse 1 of chapter 18, it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was sore famine in Samaria, sore famine in the land. And so Elijah met Ahab, and he said, that Ahab had sent to every nation trying to find Elijah. Verse 10, As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kindred, whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when thou said, He is not here, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah's here. It shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, behold whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went out to meet Elijah. And so Ahab and Elijah met, and Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel? Ahab was trying to blame Elijah for the trouble, when Ahab was the one that brought the judgment of God because of his sin. And he answered and said, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Now therefore send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. Jezebel worshipped these false gods, and Ahab had married this wicked woman, and she had influenced him to turn from God to follow after these false gods. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people, and said, How long wilt thou halt between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us 2 bullocks, and let them choose 1 bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, It is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, Choose you 1 bullock for yourself, and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under it. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, that is, they killed it, and cut the meat up, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, Cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he's talking, or he's pursuing, or he's in a journey, or peradventure he sleepeth and maketh, and must be awakened. And they cried aloud, and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out of them. They were so sincere, they cut themselves till the blood ran out of them and gushed out of them. They were very sincere, there's no question about it. But Baal was not a true and living God. He was a device of Satan to blind and keep the people of God from serving him. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said, And all the people come near, and all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order, and he cut the bullock in pieces, and laid him on the wood, and said, Fill 4 barrels with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Now look, beloved, what he's doing. He's soaking the wood with water. And he said, Do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, Do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, that I have done all these things at thy word. Elijah was obeying God, beloved. He was trusting God to work a miracle. He was trusting God to show his mighty power. And so he was doing that which seemed ridiculous and foolish by pouring water all over the wood to saturate and to soak it, and even filling the ditch around it with water so that it looked like there was no way that it could be set on fire. Till next time, we'll see what happens. Goodbye.